For the past few weeks, when there hasn't been a rerun, the TV show 30-something has been revolving around the character Nancy. She has ovarian cancer and is undergoing treatment. Critic Maureen Corrigan, who regularly watches the show, was talking to a friend recently about Eastern Europe, and one piece of news made her think about 30-something.
I know a woman who just returned from Romania, and she says about the only thing to watch on TV over there now is the old Spencer Tracy movie, Judgment at Nuremberg. This is a strange phenomenon, but it also brings symmetry to the Romanian Revolution. You might remember that the revolution exploded when the army took control of the state TV station. Now the Romanians are wondering what to do with their deposed leaders, so they've switched on the tube to get some ideas by watching Tracy punish the Nazis. When I first heard this story, I felt kind of guilty. The Romanians are watching TV to guide them through political transformations. Meanwhile, I'm watching 30-something to guide myself through personal relationships. But if the Romanians could watch the show, it would give them a sense of what their lives may be like if they do join us in the twilight carnival of late capitalism. Free-floating anxieties haunt the well-off, well-educated strivers on 30-something. They worry about losing their jobs, their youth, their marriages, and these days even their lives. Nancy's cancer is the most serious subject 30-something has tackled, but it's not really a departure in theme. Loss of control has threatened all the characters. Hope discovers her house has radon. Melissa finds herself falling in love with a man who's not her equal in age or status. Nancy's body goes haywire. For me, what saved the cancer episodes from being like one of those disease of the month movies has been 30-something's determination to show how one person's sickness often brings out the worst in other people. In particular, the desperate attempts of friends and lovers to preserve their own well-being. Where else on TV would you see a husband like Elliot, who deals with Nancy's cancer by going out and getting bombed with Michael?
I can get a new wife, Mike. No problem. I mean, who needs her? She's got stretch marks. She does. She's got stretch marks on her stomach.
Nancy's cancer has strained conversations. It's like she's emigrated to the land of the sick, and the other characters can't bring themselves to learn the native language.
Hi. You look great, Nancy. How are you feeling?
Oh, it just hurts from the cut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bet it does.
But the 30-something crowd, who are supposed to be old friends, has always had trouble communicating. The single people don't understand the married people. The husbands and wives don't understand each other. Each one of the characters is doing hard time in what Nietzsche called the prison house of language. This season, the characters' communication problems have even splintered the form of the show. It focuses more on one character or couple. I miss the sense of community in the old 30-something, when characters would spontaneously gather at Hope and Michael's house. But this approach is much more realistic. Life gets more privatized as people get older. The Romanians certainly have a more compelling reason for watching TV than I do, but I think we're both using TV in similar ways, as a moral compass, pointing us to connections outside our own living rooms. No, I'm not saying that Gary's commitment problems are on a par with overthrowing a dictator. But 30-something continues to engage, with wit and intelligence, people's utopian yearnings for love and community, yearnings our own political culture barely registers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University.